the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the Music Store.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to the Specials Podcast. My name's Lee Phelps. Reality Rob Dixon's with me. You well, Rob?
Yes, all good.
Excellent. Very good. Before we start, I've got a little story to tell that involves you. So last weekend, I was the stadium announcer at Huddersfield Town versus Charlton Athletic. Which involved me going up to the corporate bit, doing interviews with some players, and then at the end interviewing the man of the match. So you might get the gist of where the story's going quite quickly. So the man of the match comes up, and I've done all my prep. I know what to ask him, obviously, about the game, what games they've got coming up, and all that sort of stuff. Now you're a Leeds United fan, aren't you?
Yeah, so for my sins.
Huddersfield aren't your favourite team in the world. Yeah, there's a bit of rivalry.
Absolute scum, really.
Right. So I've done the interview with the man of the match at the end on the stage. All went swimmingly well. Yep. 5 or 6 minutes, fine, lovely guy. And I said, at the end of it, I was going to finish off. And so I said, ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for you. Man of the match today, Paul Dixon.
Oh,
I call
no.
Paul Dixon. Now, this is a Scottish centre-back. Bears no resemblance to you whatsoever.
And I was a midfielder.
Yeah.
And English.
So when we got off stage, I said, oh, mate, I'm really sorry I got your name wrong there. I actually worked with a guy called Rob Dixon. I don't know why I got you two mixed up, but maybe it's just always on my mind, Rob.
As if you work with me. I'm in charge of you. That's why.
I work under you then.
Yeah. Well,
so
maybe.
I thought you'd like that. You got name checks.
That's
the
brilliant.
I mean,
name checks. Fantastic.
In the corporate section of the John Smith Stadium, being a Leeds United fan.
Yeah.
So there you go. Hello, everybody. we're going to talk about specials betting. Should we have a quick recap on CBB? Hashtag CBB.
Yeah, Jim Davidson. Winner. I'm still not overly convinced. There's enough, isn't there?
But it does fit into the series where the guy who comes on and the girl who comes on and changes your perception of them. If the guy like that's it's just cast iron.
Yeah, nothing's any different. I still believe he was short. We mentioned on the podcast on Wednesday that he was short at 1-5, and it was probably proven correct because he didn't really trade any shorter than that. In fact, most of the live in play was sort of 1-2, 4-9. So there we go.
How did you do? How did William Hill do?
We did all right. We won £10,000, which that's on the outright. If you add that to the eliminations, which went all right, I'd say probably about 15,000-16,000 into my back pocket. I meant company coffers.
Yes, none of it goes into Rob's pocket.
Nothing.
Apart from his wages. Decent
pennies decent of my wage. Now go into my pocket.
So that's one less thing for us to talk about. But we've still got Dancing on Ice. We've still got Splash. We've still got The Jump.
The Jump is brilliant.
You're really enjoying The Jump, aren't you?
I was until last night when Laura Hamilton, who had my anti-post voucher 8-1, disappeared. So, I might watch it for the next three nights.
Yeah. This might have passed a few people by, but we'll talk about it in a minute. Should we do Dancing on Ice first of all? The outrights, they've got Ray Quinn basically getting shorter and shorter as the week's gone. 49.
Perfect now. 40 for Ray last week, yes.
Hayley Tamadon 9-2, Suzanne Shaw 5-1, Beth Tweddle 9-1, Kieran Bracken 16-1, Sam Atwater 25-1, Bonnie Langford and Gareth Gates are both 100-1. He's not going to get beat, is he, Rob?
Well, he isn't. He's not going to get any better. He's not going to get any higher marks, is he?
I suppose not.
They all have to now. He has to come back to the pack now for me.
Yeah. Do you think so?
Well, yeah. I think they still want. They still want it to be a relatively close show. I think now he's got that 40. They are going to be so ultra picky this week now over single little thing.
Yeah.
The question is whether any of the others. Hayley had a good week. I think that was Hayley's best week. Suzanne, she's drifted a little bit now. She's down back into the sort of low 30s again, isn't she?
So. I'm not completely sold on her yet, to be fair. It's one of those where I'm not confident enough to back him at that. I wouldn't be confident enough to tip him up or back him at that price. But then it's a bit like the gym situation, isn't it? I can't really see him getting beat by anyone. Either, which is an awkward one, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you're still the final, still fully public vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the only thing that's going to beat him, isn't it? Is whether he is that as popular enough to get over the line against against people who have been on sort of primetime TV recently. So it's like Hayley now, she's got a sort of long-term Coronation Street contract and the things like that. I mean,
I was surprised to see Kieran in the bottom two last week, I must admit. I mean, we said on the podcast last week that we thought Zara might drop down, might not bounce because of the way this is. She ended up going, didn't she, in the end? On she got 32. Kieran got 31.5. Which was a pretty poor. I thought he'd do better.
He just drifted. It just went down enough, didn't he? That public support. He was on quite early as well. Yeah. So it's,
and you get the feeling that some of the chat that's been in the papers about him being ultra competitive, which he denies, but that might not have played into his hand. The scores last week, incidentally, that 40 was the strongest and the standout score. 38 for Hayley and Daniel. Then you had a 36.5 for Beth and Lucas, who are just trundling along quite nicely. I like my bet on Beth. Then you had Sam and Vicky at 34.5. 33 for Suzanne and Matt. So they've had 35.5, 31 and 33 so far. And then you got into the kind of also-rans, if you like. Bonnie must be so well-liked to be she's getting rescued week in, week out. She had 28 the week before, didn't touch the bottom two. 27.5,
yeah,
didn't touch the bottom
two. That was a big shock last week.
Gareth actually improved a bit, didn't he? 25 and 28, didn't touch the bottom two. So there's some people voting for these two.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, Bonnie was the big shock. She went down, I think she was about as short as 47 in running.
She was, wasn't she?
To go, and to be quite honest, I couldn't see any other result. So, again, didn't really call it, but I could probably make a case. We made a case on the podcast, didn't we, for Bev Zauer and Kieran to be bottom to really just as an alternative if we didn't want to back the short price Bonnie. And you look again this week and you think, well, the front two and the market take up most of the percentage. Is there going to be anybody? Is there a Kieran? Is there a Sam at a bigger price that might be struggling?
Well, why not go as Kieran again? Zara was in the bottom two, then she went back into the bottom two. If Kieran doesn't perform any better than he performed last week in terms of his skating, then he'll be in the bottom two again. There's no love for him. He's only got 31.5. He needs to pick up. He needs to pick up four or five.
Yeah,
marks
you need to be looking 34, 35 for me to avoid the bottom two. Definitely,
he's not very well liked amongst the judges for some reason. I wonder if I still think there might be some background info here. He's the guy who's running the Dancing on Ice kind of celebrity version of a Dancing on Ice show, not the show.
Well, I know. They advertise a big. Obviously, this is the last series of Dancing on Ice. I know I've seen the adverts for this sort of Robin Cousins ice thing, this ice tour, which is happening sort of after. I don't know if they've got the. It's not like a Dancing on Ice tour, is it? I think it's a sort of.
It's a spin off.
Yeah, I think it's a spin off, but I think are they only using the professionals? I don't think they're using the competitors in this.
Right.
So. There's obviously that sort of link there that maybe there's...
Kieran Bracken's is called Ice Party, and this has been running for a few years, and he's had the likes of Ray Quinn on there and others. And I just wonder if there's something going on behind the scenes there where there's, Chico's done it and others. So, you know, I just wonder if there's a little bit of something going on there.
Yeah,
but anyway,
maybe.
We don't know that for sure. It's just my speculation. But I'd be happy to go with Kieran 8-1. Sooner or later, I think we're well aware that one of Bonnie Langford or Gareth Gates is going to bite the bullet.
Yeah.
It's just picking the one, isn't it?
I think there was a little bit of controversy. I was reading the forums after it last week, and there was a little bit, well, how come Bonnie survived and everything? I think this week there is a backlash.
You think
and
so? Yeah.
It just gets to that bit. They've just got that little bit of publicity that they need. You refer it back to Strictly, and you saw that people you think you should go just about survive, and then... A little bit of controversy when they survive and somebody better goes, and that was definitely the case last week. Not by it. Zara's probably the standout person 2 weeks ago, yet now she's watching the show from TV. So I just think that, Bonnie, at 10 to 11, it's probably a little bit too short, but I can understand that. I think we'll lay it, and I think it will be shorter come after the skating on Sunday night.
Yeah.
It will definitely be shorter for me.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll have another go. I'll stick with that idea and go with Kieran. But that's notwithstanding that. I can once again, like Rob C, I can see Bonnie Langford or Gareth Gates being in the bottom two. And I'll just on value, I'll go Gareth Gates to go if it's going to be one of those two. Gareth Gates is my main bet. Kieran Bracken is a little bit of a saver. Anything else on Dancing on Ice?
No.
In my intro, I forgot to mention The Voice, and I think probably a lot of people have forgotten about The Voice, haven't they, this year? Sophie Mae Williams, 6-1, outright. Aisha Houghton, 7-1. Jermaine Jackman, 10-1. Anna McCluckey, 12-1. Lee Glasson, 12-1. Laverne Scott-Roberts, 14-1. First week I watched live last week, and I really liked her.
Yeah.
Very good. Beth McCarthy, 16-1. Jamie Johnson, 16-1. 16-1. Leo Iheanacho, 16-1. Sally Barker, and so we go on here. Yeah. There's no I'm still sticking by what I said. I'm not going to get involved in this until I know who's in the show.
Yeah,
still get the, no one's going to be on here, are they, Rob?
No, there's little backstories, wasn't there, of Adele's cousin being on. That's Georgie Harrop. She's 22.
Hang on a minute. Adele's cousin. She's not made it up, but she's a very distant cousin.
It's not like
she knows who she is. She's come out this week and gone, it'd be lovely to meet Adele once. I think I met her once when we were two. Oh, that is, I'm not having that at all. Not having it. There's no point in getting involved in this, is there?
Yeah, I was quite impressed. Aisha Houghton was the standout last week. All four pretty much straight away, didn't they? Turned and.
But we don't know what's going to happen, do we?
No, we don't know what's going to happen, but I think.
I'm not doing what I did last year in betting. I mean, I got the winner, but I also backed about six others or seven others, maybe even eight.
You backed the field, didn't you, at one point?
Well, exactly. You don't make that much. You don't make enough money. It was an experiment. I got the winner. So when you come to me and you go, yeah, I got the winner, but you've also backed about eight others. So you don't end up making that much money. Continue to watch it. It's really good fun. Blah, blah, blah. Splash. Richard Whitehead. Wow. I mean, this is. Wow. Do you know what, Rob? This is my favourite TV of the year so far. Last week's Heat and Splash. I thought he was brilliant.
You were watching The Voice. Don't buy into this. I knew you
were. I watched both.
You chose to watch The Voice over Splash.
Well, yeah,
you're not a Splash fan anymore, Lee.
I can watch both. I can do two things. I thought he was tremendous.
Yeah,
I wish I'd watched I wish I'd watched Splash live, not The Voice, but I didn't have control of the control. If anyone didn't see this, Richard Whitehead chose not to dive with his blades, which fair enough, and did the old handstand off the 10 meter. Great.
Yeah, I agree.
He was great. Austin Healey was. I mean, what about Austin Healey's dive?
Well, the problem with Austin, I think
off backwards off a little spin.
It did, but I just thought he got a little bit overmarked for what he did there. I just think
no, his dive off dive version of it was much better.
Yeah,
And Una, I mean, poor old Una.
Una
she had a right old go at it, and she didn't get through because Austin was fantastic. So now we've got Richard Whitehead, even money favourite. Perry Keeley, who was in Heat 1, remember, from Diversity. Off the 10-meter board with spins and all that sort of stuff. 11-8 now, so if you still like Perry's value. Austin Healey, 13-2. Dan Osborne, 12-1. Keith Duffy, 14-1. 33s for Anna Williamson. 40s for Strax, Michaela Strachan. And 66 for Danielle O'Hara. You've priced up the semi-finals here.
Suddenly looking at this, it becomes. When you actually price up the semi-finals, it actually looks quite easy now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To work out.
Well, those two.
Sort of who's going,
the only person who's going to win is out of those front two in the market. And knowing knowing the love for Paralympians, it's going to be hard to see Richard Whitehead. This guy has just done. He's done 40 marathons.
Oh yeah, 40 marathons in 40 days.
I mean, what on earth is this guy? This guy is a machine.
I know.
It's unbelievable. What character and guts
one
this guy's
thing,
got.
One thing I will say, because I chatted about this last night to a few people. Can he do anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I think he could probably
Are we getting to the... What he's done, I think, is the limit of what he can do.
If we mix our reality shows and go back to Britain's Got Talent last year, we opposed...
Attraction,
because that's the best they could do. And people just loved them.
Yeah.
That's not going to matter. I mean, we didn't think he could do what he did last week, Rob, didn't we? We didn't
think
he'd go off the top board last week.
Yeah.
So why do we think that he's going to do anything? Why would he not do that? Right.
Oh, I agree. I'm with you. I was fighting Richard Whitehead's case to the limit here, but...
I think there is another dive that he can do. I'm sure there's a dive where they go off one hand rather than off... Where they twist round and do a dive. I'm sure there's
and
a dive.
And it could spin.
Well, the spin... I mean, it's interesting because in the rehearsals, the videos, obviously the trouble they had... Was that he couldn't rotate enough? I don't think to get himself from the standing position into a dive. So that's why they obviously went off that. But you wonder if maybe he can. I just think there's a dive where it's like a one-handed dive where you actually, where you, well, you, a one-handed handstand.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a look at this. And I meant to check this out before we did the podcast, but I haven't, so I'm doing it now. But that's another option that you could possibly do. Handstand dive. There's a handstand somersault. Handstand one and a half twists. I'm sure there's a one-handed thing where you twist
around.
Maybe
you started it. I tell you what, knowing the celebrities they've got, you could be on Splash next year, and I want to see a handstand with one and a half twists.
I'm not sure I'd have the nuts, Rob, to be fair. No, that's not it.
Well, that's rubbish. Not a I could have done. Come on, let's be twist. Fair. But one, the thing that you've just shown me.
Hang on a minute. We might have another one here. I'm watching it. We're watching this on YouTube. Oh, I could, what's this? Hang on. Go on, son.
Right.
That's the one I'm talking about. You know, the one where they do it. They stand on the.
He ain't going to do that. He's not going to do the end bit.
They stand up, they twist round, get the legs together.
Yeah.
And then they do a little. Yeah, he didn't nail that guy on YouTube.
It's a rubbish. He just fallen on his head.
I was only a young lad. But yeah, so well, anyway, what I'm saying is, I think he can improve.
Well, I think the public vote's enough for. It's public vote, isn't it? By the time you get to the final, it ain't going to make a lot of difference.
Even money's a great bet.
The points are just... I agree.
I've had a bet on Keith Duffy, Michaela Strachan, and I had a bet on Una. So I've only got two running. 14s, 40s. Can't win it, can they?
I've got none. They're both in.
Well, if you haven't had a bet yet, I have a bet on even money, Richard Whitehead, if someone else does it. Is anyone else pricing this up yet?
Splash? Yeah, we managed to get a few in the end.
Richard Whitehead, what...
it's about even, yeah. I think evens is just about top... There might be a bit of 11 to 10 around, but evens is probably top price.
He doesn't lose this, Rob. I agree. Get your what's-her-face Hamilton money back off the jump.
I agree. But
how
I
does
just
he lose?
I don't think he does. But I can make... There's a few cases for a few others. Obviously, Perry will produce the best dive, I think, if you were just betting on...
Who's had the best score so far?
Richard's had best point, yeah, because I think it was something that it was just had that wow factor.
But even if he doesn't have the handstand, Rob, he's still going to get scored better than Perry Keeley.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I think
the handstand is the hardest dive you can do, by the way. So Perry would have to do a handstand as well.
Yeah, Perry's problem is he can't see the water, can he? That was the problem that we decided from about 3 weeks ago.
To be able to see it. It's just all about technique.
That he couldn't see.
It's probably a good thing not to be able to see off that 10-metre board.
Yeah. I can see you. I'm in the Richard Whitehead camp because I know how much I've got upstairs for Perry Keeley. So
can we have a double on Richard Whitehead and Perry Keeley being the winners of the heat of the semi-finals?
For the semi-finals, yeah, I'll sort it when I get back upstairs.
Will you really? You'll really allow that, will you?
It's not they're not related, are they?
No, they're not.
So yeah, fine.
Thanks.
It was only because I just priced them up as normal very quickly this morning for podcast purposes.
There's to qualify as well. I mean, not that you haven't got out yet, but I mean, what the two people go through from each semi-final to make the final. Let's predict it then. What will the final be in your opinion? Richard Whitehead, Perry Keeley.
Right, Richard Whitehead, Perry Keeley are two. Mm-hmm. Then I think I just think it's quite obvious. I think your splash off is Austin and Dan. Wouldn't surprise me if Dan beat him. Mm-hmm. Actually, for me,
fair enough.
So I'll go Richard and Dan out of heat two.
Yeah,
I've done this really well. I'm not doing heat one first. Perry out of heat one with. There's not a lot. I would have be interested to know what the qualification price are. I don't think there's a lot of difference between Keith and Michaela.
Don't you?
I think there's a big price. There's a big price difference there, but I think in the actual dive, I don't think there is. And I'm going to go for a little bit of a shock. And I think I'm going to go for Michaela. She doesn't win the heat, so ignore the 16-1. But I think there's probably going to be a bit of value in her for qualification.
Mm-hmm. Well, how have they picked these semi-finals?
It's
not been done in show order, has it?
It's not
Dan Osborne and Alan. Oh, is it?
It's not been in show order.
No, that's a bit tight. That
they did name the first semi-final before last week's heat. So.
The reason I'm annoyed is because I don't want Keith and Michaela in the same semi-final, do I?
Well, that's not your...
It's not right.
You should have thought that out before you had a bit.
How could I? Well, I did.
Well, I can't change it, can I?
No, there's it's no not
point
your fault.
I know it's not my fault. There's no point complaining about it because it's happened.
I like even... even money Richard Whitehead, if you come into this now, it looks a good bet to me. The Jump. I've not watched any of this, Rob. I've relied on your knowledge here because I've had other things.
That went well, didn't it?
No, I mean now. Don't worry about that, it's fine. You've given me worse bets than that in the history of betting. Joe McElderry now the favourite. It was Steve Redgrave had been the favourite 3-1, but Joe McElderry is 7-4 to win the whole thing. 3-1 to Steve Redgrave. Marcus Brigstock 7-2. Kimberly White at 6s. Richie Neville 7s. Donald McIntyre 14s. Anthea Turner 33s. There's only one woman left, and that's Kimberly White.
And Anthea.
But she's 33. She ain't going to win it, is she?
No, but she's a woman.
Yeah, sorry. Yes, let me finish the sentence here. I should have said originally. There's only one woman left who can possibly win this.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, thanks.
I just think
Anthea Turner is a woman.
Just confirm clearly. Anthea Turner is a woman.
Clearly.
But yeah, it. It's been an interesting heat. It's been full of injuries, hasn't it? I've actually enjoyed the jump.
Yeah.
I can only say there being more woe to come though, because it's speed skating tonight.
Oof.
And you know what sort of... If anybody's watched speed skating in the Winter Olympics, you know that there is normally carnage. And then after that is ski cross, which I must admit, when I watched the Winter Olympics 4 years ago, if you ever get a chance to watch ski... Don't obviously watch this lot try and attempt ski cross. But if you watch back issues of ski cross on YouTube or things like that, it's the most amazing sport you'll ever see. It's like... it's the ski version of BMX during the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And I love all this BMX stuff, and the ski cross is exactly the same. And
how did you know the girl that we had about, Laura Hamilton?
Yeah,
she was unlucky.
She fell over doing the giant slalom, but she got up.
But she's good at skiing.
This is the thing. She was doing really well. Miles clear. Fell over. Got back up and still came second again. So that was unlucky. And then last night, she just couldn't... She was doing the bobsleigh and she just started off a bit too slowly, just stumbled into the back of the bob, really. So she was in the jump off and she lost the jump off by 0.5 metres to Donald McIntyre.
Sheesh. Oh, well. So who's been the best out of this lot?
Well, Steve Redgrave...
By the way, if anyone hasn't watched this, what's happening is they're taking part in Winter Olympic disciplines, and then the two who come bottom go off in a jump-off. That's why it's called the jump. Now, what do we know... When's the final, Rob?
Final is Sunday night.
So do we know what will happen? Will it then, in the final, will it just be down to a pure jump-off?
Yes, pure jump-off.
So how many in the final? Do we know this?
However many's left. That'll be five, I think.
So we've got Friday night and Saturday night to whittle it down from the current.
We've got Friday night, Saturday night.
So we'll lose one on
just,
Friday night.
I'm just wondering on Sunday if there's. I think on Sunday there's an event and where then, we lose one on Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. And then we're down to. Have we seen all of them do the ski jump yet?
No, Marcus. I don't think has done a ski jump. Joe did a ski jump against Donald because of the injuries. Those two were called up, and they had to do. Whoever did a ski jump ended up getting in, but in the end,
they both got in.
Because
do we know who the best ski jumper was? It's going to be down to that, isn't it? Do you think?
Well, eventually it's going to be down to that. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So it's fascinating. It's almost like the first one that's very difficult to put.
Yeah.
So basically, I mean, you can have a look on Wikipedia and see how they've done in each of the disciplines so far, and you'll get a good idea on that. Episode 1 was the giant slalom. Episode 2 showed the skeleton for the women. Episode 3 we had the men's skeleton, and I think Marcus Brigstock won that, didn't he? So he won that by
no. Richie Neville won that one. Yeah.
Richie Neville won it, and Marcus Brigstock was second.
Yeah.
Episode 4 was the giant slalom, which we were just talking about there. So Kimberly White and Laura Hamilton were safe. Sunita and Anthea Turner went into the thingy off in the last women's one.
The thingy off,
and Sunita was eliminated. And then we had the one that we were just talking about, the bobsleigh, where was
0.01 seconds. She got into that jump off.
Poor
and she lost by half a metre. I've been genuinely screwed over here, haven't I?
Have you? But I tell you what, isn't Kimberly Wyatt...
Wyatt is doing absolutely fantastic.
So Steve Redgrave won it, though, didn't he? He was the top of the leaderboard and Kimberly Wyatt was second.
Yeah, but Steve Redgrave was one place off qualifying in the British bobsleigh team for the 1988 Olympics. Of course he was obviously going to win.
Was he really?
Yeah, the fact that he only beat Kimberly Wyatt...
Was he really?
Yeah. The fact that he only beat Kimberly Wyatt by 1 second, I don't think...
Is it not down to weight, though? The bobsleigh.
Well, he's a bigger lad. I admit he's a bigger lad now than he was in 1988.
And bigger than Kimberly Wyatt. She's a wee slip of a thing, isn't she?
Yeah.
Speed skating.
Speed skating tonight could be... I'll tell you what.
Do you know what, right?
9 p.m. Forget... I'm going to miss it because I'm going to rugby league, but if...
What are you going to watch?
Leeds Rhinos against the London Broncos in the pouring down rain, because that's what I do on my evening
friendly?
Off.
Nice friendly?
It is a friendly off. A friendly, yeah. Testimonial.
Nice. Whose testimonial is it?
Ryan Bailey.
Nice, you'll enjoy that. Probably a fight or two then.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm just thinking about who gets into the final here. Kimberly White goes into the final. I mean, surely she's done a bit of skating before.
Kimberly's in the final. McKeldry.
Who goes out in the speed skating tonight,
though? I don't
know.
It could. It's one of those tonight where it's so open because... All what you've got to do is have a crack. It might not be your fault. I don't know how it's going to work. I presume it's not just one speed skate. Whether you're actually racing against the clock or if you're actually racing in pairs or against things like that. The format's not overly known. I can tell you a few more injuries, though. Or one particular one is that Steve Redgrave ended up in hospital yesterday.
Really? Why?
After a crash in the ski cross. So... The 3-1, that's the problem that you're working with because it is absolute carnage at the moment. I think most of them are now carrying some sort of injury, so not big. First series, it's not big stakes, but if you have a bet on this, very good luck to you.
Yeah, it's a good show, isn't it? I want you to watch this. There are some videos on of the speed skating as well to see how everyone got on. So have a look at that. Alex Brooker, who's the co-host, predicted carnage when they take on the speed skating. So we'll look forward to that. I'm just going to look at see what he says about the speed skating. He doesn't really talk about it in depth. Actually, we've got the jump video though on here. The event they all fear. I'll voice this over because it's not coming out on the computer. Who's this guy?
That is Donald McIntyre.
Is it? Nah, that's Donald McIntyre.
No, that's the instructor. That's Graham Bell.
Donald McIntyre is the investigative journalist.
Yeah.
It's not him. He's a bit older. Well, Darren Goff's gone, so he didn't like it.
Is that the bloke out of five, then?
Oh, was that Richie Neville? Yeah. Was that Richie Neville?
I can only assume it was Richie Neville.
It?
I know the other three are. That's Marcus Brigstock.
Melinda, she's gone. Melinda Messenger's
left. Melinda was the next one to suffer.
Steve Redgrave, obviously injured. You won't mind that, though. Who's this? I think the Pussycat doll will do well in the speed skating.
Kimberly Wyatt.
Yeah.
Yep. Fine. Nobody's betting on it, so...
Are they not?
No one's betting on the winner. It's pre-recorded. It's pre-recorded during the day.
No, but I mean, we can tell who will get through, though. That's important, Rob. Who will get through from this bit. And the final's live, then, is it?
The final jump is actually live in running as well on Sunday night.
Very good. 2-9, Kimberly Wyatt, top female. That goes in the bracket of the 2-5 that we landed on the Celebrity Big Brother, didn't we? What was that bet that we landed? 2-5.
Casey to go, was it?
Yeah, first. Yeah. That's in the same bracket, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
I can't see how she loses to Anthea Turner when she's just said on a thing that the speed skating is her Achilles heel.
Yeah.
I might have. Will you give me £900 on that, Rob?
Yeah,
thanks.
Goes in the system. It's in now. Just by pressing that, it's gone through now.
I've never had £900 in my account before. Oscars, BAFTAs, Brits. What are we talking about here? What do you reckon?
Oscars, BAFTAs, and
any
Brits.
Moves?
Yeah. No, none. No, I can't tell you any new ones. Oh, next beat was number one. USA.
What's this about?
This is they are releasing
all of them.
They're releasing the full set in America, aren't they? In the next couple of weeks.
Well, it's which one wins?
Yep. Which one will?
What's the thinking behind Hey Jude being the favorite?
Hey Jude from the US Billboard charts was the highest performer.
3-1's not a bad price then.
No.
Nice. So if you like your specials betting, there's no why go anywhere else.
Well, go anywhere. Well, don't go anywhere else. Everyone says why go anywhere else? Don't go anywhere else.
Don't do it.
Stay here.
Can I just
tell you that the Melody Festivalen starts this week for anyone, any Eurovision fans out there? We are betting on qualification.
I can never get excited about all this sort of stuff. I probably should be.
And we're also betting on the Eurovision qualification from Finland this week as well.
Excellent. So there's nothing to report on the BAFTAs particularly, or either there's Brit Awards.
No.
Great. Thank you, Rob.
Pleasure.
It's been absolute joy.
Can I go home now?
You can go and you can go where you want.
Good.
Yeah. Enjoy. Thank you very much to Rob. If you haven't bet on any of the specials markets this weekend, then be my guest and enjoy.